Do you remember, Frank, the ammunition explosion that happened down here in Grand Junction during the war?
Yes, I was living close to the railroad yards at the time that happened over on Lawrence Avenue. I think that happened about 1943. I think there was three railroad cars that finally exploded and burned up.
Well, actually, how did all that come about? Was it a hot box or something?
I understand it all started with a hot box that originated up here, up the road there at Tunnel, east of Palisade. And they repacked the box and then got the train back in, got it into Grand Junction. Where the crew went on into the beanery, and while they were in there, this hot box had ignited the flooring in this car, and it had caught fire again by the time it got back to Grand Junction. And while the crew was in the beanery, that's when they heard the first bombshell go off. Victor Griffith was one of the switchmen. And the crew that had to cut these three cars out of the train from the rest of the train, and it just seemed like it was no time until there was shells flying all through the sky and landing everywhere, shells that had exploded and shells
being bombed.
Did this happen at night?
This was during the night, sometime later at night. I forget what time.
We were in bed.
As a result of this, there was live shells cast everywhere around Grand Junction, not only in the railroad yards, but all over the lower residential section on the west side of Grand Junction. And they had to call the Army engineers from Colorado Springs to come over and find them and gather them up. A lot of people would tell them where they'd see them, and some would bring them in. And they had to build a trap to detonate these live shells and make in order to get rid of them properly so that people wouldn't get
Mr. Downey.
This ammunition was, which way was it going, east or west?
The ammunition train was going west. It was destined for Ogden. And during this explosion and fire in these cars, our chief, fire chief, Charles Downey, got his arm blown off.
Charles Dunn?
Downey.
Downey.
Downey.